By us is like this, right at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. Ribui Suda Shemal Bim Bohem, Heim Suda Asarishus. So Shulchan Aruch really doesn't talk about Simcha. The Achroinim understand that what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that there's no Choyva Simchan Pur. That's what many Achroinim understand the Mechaber. Mechaber doesn't address Simcha at all. He just says that the sudois are a sudas rishus. The understanding that the achroinim have is that if there's a chi of simcha on Purim, it should be a chi of suda, just like on Yom Tov, just like on Purim, there should be a chayva suda. Doesn't make sense to say there's no chayva suda. That's the premise. You understand? That's the premise that they're making, that it's totally zebazet. So because of that, there's a huge tumult. Huge tumult. How could it be the Chanukah? I'm going to show you stiris in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Minei Ube. In the Shulchan Aruch itself. Sai from Luchas Chanukah, Minei Ube. And Sai from Luchas Chanukah to Luchas Mishchoydish. That's number one. Number two, we'll see that Roy of the Rishonim said it's a Din Simcha on Chanukah. Roy of the Rishonim said it's a Din Simcha on Chanukah. Including the Rambam. It will be a Dover Muzer that the Mechaber was Machria like the Maram and not like the Rambam and not like Rav the Rishonim, and he didn't even give the Rambam the credibility of saying the Rambam holds that there's a Chiv Simcha. It will be a Apella Nifle. Apella Nifle to the Lord. But again, Azoy Fashtayin Zay. And the main reason why it's understood that way is because the Mechaber says, Sudas Rishus. I always was medayik from the Shulchan Aruch itself. That the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying there isn't in Sudan Pur. It's a different type of Suda. It's supposed to be a Sudas Rishus. That's good for how it's supposed to be. Otherwise, the Mechaber should say, you shouldn't be marbin those Sudas. The Gemara says that a Talmud Chacham is in a Yoishiv b'Sudas Rishus. Talmud Chacham doesn't even go to Sudas Rishus. B'chlal. That's why he's in a yeshiva food shouldn't be too good. Al Talmud Chacham shouldn't be by Sudas Rishus. No? Uchayra. Right? L'maisa, Shulchan Aruch is mamlitz. Asudas Shemamim b'hem. So if you want a medayik, I'll tell you more than that. The Shulchan Aruch says it clear. Asurim behesped v'taynis. Zokta mishabura. Why? What's this behesped v'taynis? Because you may simcha. The Shulchan Aruch minei ubei. Shulchan Aruch minei ubei is a steer. If you're going to tell me there's no din simcha on Purim, then Purim is muta behesped v'taynis. Should be muta behesped v'taynis. There's no din simcha at all. Apella. The Taz comes, and the Taz says, I don't understand. Assuming that that's Pshal in the Mechaber. No Simcha, no Sudas, nothing. Yeah. How could that be? How could it be? Why not? Teretz is, because Chanukah, the Levush says there wasn't a Sakonas Haguf. Right, even though there was, whatever, that wasn't the Nakuda. The Nakuda wasn't that there was a Sakonas Haguf. The Nakuda was there was a Sakona Ruchni. So the Taz brings down the Levush by us, right here on the spot. And the Taz says in Sifkot and Gimel, the Ein Zeh Nochoin. It's wrong. Strong Lashon on the Levush. Why? The Godol Amachtio Yoisel Minahogoy. What does he mean to ask the Taz? The Levush didn't say that like that. The Levush just said that wasn't what the Sakana was. It wasn't a Sakana Saguf. What does the Taz even mean to ask? The Taz was not going oilam. The Taz was a going oilam. From when he was a young man. You know, that's how the shidduch happened with the with the Bach. The Bach, the Taz ate by the Bach's house on Friday night sugar, and the Poshet, the Bach couldn't control himself. He picked him. He told him that he should be Mekadesh Lavon. He said, my daughter is Me'ilo Kalavona. He gia Azman Lekadesh Halavon. That's what the Bach told the Taz. And then he's Mekadesh Lavon attack. Right? But the Taz can't read the law. So many Heintike, we're all smart, Alex. Like we go, Shkoyach, Taz, you didn't understand what the Levush said. The Levush didn't say it's less. The Levush just said it's not the type. Right? The Taz was a great Salam. He knows all you smart Alex, he knows what you have to say. So what's he asking on the Levush? Terence says he's asking on the Levush a simple question. We have many, many Simchais Ruchniyim. What's a Bris Mila? What's a Bris Mila? That's a Simcha Gashmi. The Gansa Olo is Lahosra Taive. The Gansa Yin from Mila. Lahachlish Koyach Taive. And what do you do after you make a Bris? I had a Santa Claus this morning. What do you do after the Bris? You have bagels and lox and cream. I'd rather don't, but you. Kach Noyagim. Yeah? You don't have. Imagine somebody get up after a bris. Rabbi say sorry, no food after the bris. Why? Saruchni is tigas simcha. L'achlus kreach ha'tayver. Rabbi say no bagels. We're asking all the people that came to the bris they should fast today. What do you mean? The ganze bris l'achlus kreach ha'tayver. You came, no? Should be like Rabbi Cohen. Don't eat. Elomai. We celebrate mitzvahs with sudas. When you finish a mesichta, you say, well, it's a simcha ruchni. Okay, no food. How can you help? Machmen a bar mitzvah. No food. This is a mitzvah celebration. The whole bar mitzvah, he became chayv in mitzvahs. What's food? Shemazak everybody. You should give out pesom and make brochas. May a brochas. What's food? What's food? He gave oil mitzvahs. Rabbi said there would be protests bigger than the protests today in Yerushalayim. If we would start a new policy. That's why the Taz, Igiver Agrei Salam, and the Taz is saying, I understand that there wasn't a Sakonas Haguf over here. But so what? That doesn't take away from the Simcha. And the Mela Havadah should be a Chayv Asudah. The only way to make any sense out of the Levush, if you say, well, it wasn't such a big sakon. Kodlo amachti ayoysim in a whole world. All of us, smart Alex, we go, yeah, but Taz, you don't know what the Levush meant. He meant it's not the right type. He knew, the Taz knew the right type. But he knew that, come on, every Sudas Mitzvah we have is for Ruchni Yistikazach, and we have a Sudas Mitzvah. So that's why in elementary school they could get away telling you that, right? On Hanukkah we don't have parties because it wasn't a physical celebration. But once you're out of elementary school, you should already be able to say, one second. Or we only make Sudas Mitzvah by Gashmi Stigasimchas. I didn't know that. In fact, Purim is probably the only Yomtiv like that we have. Purim is the only Yom Tov that the God says Simcha Simcha Zachaguf, and even there it's Kimu V'Kibul and all other Hashem Zach. What's it like? It's Mamish Merafi Sigra. It's Merafi Sigra. The Pella is, you know why people are happy with that answer? Because you heard it already in elementary school. I'm sure you all heard in elementary school that the reason why you're not chayiv to have a party is because the goof wasn't in the Sakon. I'm sure you all heard it in elementary school. And you stay with that. Rabbi Yankov said, unfortunately, we learned Bereshis in first grade. So we have Avraham Avinu, who's like a Bible character. So your whole life, you look at Avraham Avinu, you know they have him with the turban, with the ganze meisen. Und das Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. He said, unfortunately, Rabbi Yankov, you say we have an elementary school understanding of what the others were. Right? So that's the problem the Taz has Why don't we have a celebration on Hanukkah like we always have? And the only way I could understand the Lavush is if the Lavush is saying, well, it's not like Purim, because only Frektataz, God Lamachtiya Yosem and all. Now you at least you understand good the kasha that the Taz had on the Lavush. It's not because he didn't understand what the Lavush is saying. He knew exactly what the Lavush is saying. Just as good as you or much better. But he said, the Lavush is not saying that on Ruchniyistik things we don't make parties. We always make parties for Ruchniyistik things. And that's why Tosis Paskins and Meseches Tainis, Moitkot, that an oval could go to a Sudas Bris. Because it's not called, he says, a pidyon abed, he has a sofek. Chasana not. Tosis also, oval can't go to a chasana, even though it's a Sudas Mitzvah. A bris, Tosis holds, he zicha could go to. And he's mesupik about pidyon abed. Tell him, remembers how I explained that Tosis. Tosis seems to be saying there's three kinds of Sudas Mitzvah. There's one Sudas Mitzvah that for sure you could go to. There's one Sudas Mitzvah you for sure cannot go to. And there's a middle, which is a Pidyon HaBen, where he's Mesupik. And the way I explain Tosis is very simple. An Oval is not allowed to go to a Simchas Magayim. An Oval is not allowed to go to a Suda that celebrates friendship, celebration, right? He's allowed to go to a Chaburas Mitzvah. He's allowed to go to a celebration where it's just a mitzvah. I'm not coming out friendship. So it's very simple. Tosis is saying, so now whenever you go to a party that has a mitzvah connected to it, you have to know, is it Iker a Simcha Mereyes, or is it Iker the mitzvah? Tosis is very poshut. What's a bris? A surgery. Right? That's what it is. This morning, the bris I was by took 25 minutes to cut off the oral came out. Because the kid had very little oral. It was hard for the mohel to cut it off. Right? So, Lamaisa, it's an operation. Imagine somebody's kid had a hernia operation, and he sends you a link today, everything. They send you links for invitation. Please meet me in Good Samaritan, 8:30. My son is having a hernia operation. Right afterwards, bagels, lox, coffee, and schmack. Shugi, where you lost your mind? You make a party out of your kid's hernia operation? So there, Zoktoisis, it's poshut that an oval could go to it. Because the Suda is a Suda's mitzvah. The friends are getting together for the mitzvah Shaboy. By Chasana, everybody knows that's a friend, that's a Mereyas. It's a Mereyas, they're getting together. It's true, there's a Kikach Hashisha. But it's for Tassu, that's why he says an oval can't do that. Pinyin HaBen is a Sofik from Tosis, because there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is a big piece. On the other hand, we know that Tosis doesn't overcome it. One of the Pshatim in Shavu HaBen, one is a Sham Zohar, one is Yotze Mechlal Nefil. So Pinyin HaBen is like a milestone. It could be, it's a Sofik. So L'maisa, of course we celebrate Ruch Niyistik HaZachin. It's almost the best celebration possible. A celebration, which is a Ruch Niyistik celebration, is the best type of celebration. That's the best one. It's a pillar. Mamish a pillar. A pillar. So, that's, I believe, what's bothering the Taz. What's bothering the Taz is Taka Bam Kasha. He Taka doesn't understand the Taz. What's going on here? Why aren't we making a party? And that simple answer that we give, because it's Ruch Niyist, the Taz is not happy with that. But now let's look at the Rishonim. So the Marshal in Bava Kama Yam Shel Shloime brings down a Rambam. And he says the Rambam is claw holds that it's Yimei Simcha. He quotes the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah, the beginning Perek Halacha Gimel. Hiskinu Chachomim Shishmoni Yimei Chanukah Yimei Simcha V'Halo. Yimei Simcha V'Halo. Yeah. Where did the Rambam get that from? So you'll see. I mean, the Reb Chaim Knievsky Zecher Tzadik Levracha wrote a beautiful sefer on the Rambam called Kiryas Melech. It's kedai for everybody to go through that sefer. Beautiful sefer. He brings Makoris to the Rambam. And that sefer, Kiryas Melech, brings Makoris to the halachas of the Rambam. Obviously, the ones that are not clear. This Rambam is not clear because the Gemara in Shabbos says they made it into Yomim Tovim. They made it to Yom Tov. The Gemara doesn't say they made Simcha. So where did Rambam get it from? So Chaim Kanievsky says that he has a raya from Megillas Chanukah, right? From Megillas Chanukah, it's called Megillas Antiyoches. That Megillah was already around in the time of the Rishonim for sure. The Rishonim quoted, Tosfos written, Sukkah quotes that Megillah, Megillas Antiyoches. And over there in the Megillah, it says clearly, in that Megillah, it says, Kovu Shmoina Yemei Simcha. So he says that is the Rambam source, that Chanukah is Yemei Simcha from the Megillah of, and I will tell you that there's a Zohar HaKadosh, which is an early Makor, and the Zohar is found in by the Parshas Moyadim, Ela Moyadei Hashem, in Parshas Emor. And the Zohar says on that Pasuk, Eile moyadei Hashem mikroi koidesh, chag ha-matzois, chag ha-shavuos, chag ha-sukois. Eile heim moyadoi, what is that going on? Ze Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah v'Purim. It's all called a moyad. As I state in the Zohar. L'maise, so everybody understands, okay, so this is the, you know, there's a machlokes here. You know, the Maram holds that there's no simcha. The Maram is the one that the Mechaber is quoting, the Darkei Moshe, that the Ramos, that it's as soon as Rishus. Right? It's not a real chiyuv. And the Rambam holds Taka, it's Yimei Simcha, and Taka, according to the Rambam, there would be a chiyuv. Right? That's how the Volt understands. Let's go to Ilchus Rish Chodesh. Forgetting I told you, Minei Yubei, the Shulchan Aruch HaSeiser, because the Shulchan Aruch says over here by us, that it's also behesped of Vitainus. It says, Klor, comes to Mishabur right here on the spot. And he says, Sifkot Nalev. Why is it also behesped of Vitainus? Mibnei Shehem Yemei Simcha Vahala Lechain also behesped of Vitainus. Yeah, Mishabur. It's always a pella by me that everybody brings this Rambam in Ilchus Chanukah like it's a Metziah. It's before Shkipasa Shulchan Aruch, the behesped of Vitainus. But now go to Ilchus Rish Chodesh, Simen Tov Chav. And the Torah over there in Ilchus Rosh Chodesh says, Klar, Ein oimrim tzidik adin b'Rosh Chodesh u'b'chanike u'b'pur. And he says, he goes on to say, Rosh Chodesh, Chanike u'purim, heim yemei simche, u'b'kol echon mehem oimrim halel, ze hayoim oso Hashem no gilo v'nismecho boy. Here, before Shatur, Kepaskin in Halacha, in Ilchus Rosh Chodesh and Simen Tov Chof, that Chanukah is Yimei Simcha. So it's a mistake to say, oh, that's the Rambam Shita, and the Shulchan Aruch is going like the Maram. That's not true, because the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is that Purim, the Chanukah is Yimei Simcha, as they Paskin the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what about the Rishonim, the other Rishonim? So if you look in the other Rishonim, you'll see that Kemat, all the Rishonim at least that talk about it, say Mefurish, there's a Din Simcha. Mefurish. Mesechus Brochus, comes the Rav Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, he's talking about Haskor of Alanisim. And he says, Chanukah v'Purim, im tor, v'loy omar Alanisim b'tfila, ein machzir nois. If you didn't say Alanisim in davening, you don't have to daven again. However, ובברכת המוזן מחזיר אינו יסוי. Why? The ימי משתה ושמחה כסיב בהח תחנק ופורם. ואוכי יסה בהדיה בירושלם. Now where it says that, what he's talking about, it says בהדיה כסיב, ימי משתה ושמחה. Somebody know where that is? I'll give you a couple thousand dollars if you find a pasuk that says ימי Chanukah is no Pesukim. Where does it say? There's no Pesukim. The Ravya says, the Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha K'siv B'Hach the Chanukah U'Purim. K'siv. Chanukah U'Purim. It's not my kasha. Everybody wonders what that is. Some say maybe he's referring to the Megillas Antiyoches. Megillas Antiyoches was written in Aramaic, and it actually doesn't say Simcha, it says Chodi. In Talgum, it's Simcha. So where is this simcha that he's talking about. Now, if you look in Tosfos in Maseches Tainis Daf Yudches, he also says Mefurish, Chanukah Purim, simcha. Also, L'Sanis Bam, Simei Mishta V'Simcha. It's clear that Mamish like the Ravya, Azoizok the Tosfos, Mamish clear. The Rosh in Maseches Tainis, also Perek Beis, brings down this halacha that Chanukah is a din of simcha. He brings Taka the Loshon of Tosfos. If you look at the Korban Asano, over here, Maseches Tainis, let me just get you the ois. Here, ois nun, Korban Asano, second parak in Tainis, ois nun. He says, Chanukah Purim, tichsivbu yimei mishte v'simche. Chen kosvo ha-toizis, Chanukah Purim, tichsivbu yimei mishte v'simche. As I said. So again, they're naming on that this is maybe the mocker is this Megillus Antiochus. Now, what does the Mordechai say? What does the Mordechai say? The Mordechai is Mefurish in Psochim, and the Darkei Moshe by us brings down the Mordechai. Shekovu yimei Chanukah lemishteh. Has mamish simcha. I'll say this. Mamish simcha. Now, what about a tshuvas harashba that I don't have here? Because you want to give me a tshuvas harashba chiluk aleph. The tshuvas harashba over there is a shayla if somebody made a neder not to eat. Shayla is which yomim toivim, a certain food, a good food, a delicacy, and doesn't include yomim toivim. So which yomim toivim doesn't it include? So he says over there, yashar koach. So the Rashba says over here, Chelek Aleph, towards the end of Tof Reish, let me just get you the place, Tof Reish, here we are, Tof Reish Tzadi Tes, Sha'altu Mimeni Mishen Nishba Inoda Chutzmi Moyadim V'yomim Toivim, if Chanukah Purim is included, and he comes out L'maise, Avade Chanukah Purim is included. Because vayt is zol ba'alochem bechlal ha-moyado is bechlal yimei simche, and avada ibezei it's included. The mail is yesh kovum yimei simche ki mei purim v'chaneke. Now the Evan Ezra la Torah says the same thing, that chaneke is yimei simche, chaneke and purim is yimei simche. There's also tshuvas Radvaz like that. B'kitzel, any Rishon that spoke about this Shaila said Simcha. That's why to me it'd be a peli even to learn that the Maram holds that there's no din Simcha. They want Misakin, a Suda, that could be. But not that there's no Takona Simcha. That's, everybody is saying there's a din Simcha. Right? So the Rambam is not a Pesimetzir. The Rambam is, everybody holds like that. I was somachti moed that I found a tshuva b'shem Rav Yashiv in the Shvus Yitzchok. That he says that Rav Yashiv said it's a dover poshut that avada chanuk is adin from simcha. He says, he brings down here in the Shvus Yitzchok perek yudalit from Rav Yashiv. He says, v'shamati me'agrish al Yashiv zecher tzadik livroche te'ein b'chanuk in mitzvah sudo kemoy moyadim. But he says a bigger chiddush of Yashiv. What happens? You have a geshmak of flesh. You like steak. Right? But you're a frumel, you're a frumer guy, and you don't like to indulge. So you try as much as possible, your Talmud of Rab Daniel, be poirish. I don't eat so much, but I had a suda Friday night with Rab Daniel. I felt like I was fressing. Even Shabbos, yeah. So it's very little food. So Zokter Rav Yashiv, listen to what he says. Mitzvah liyos besimcha ve'osir lihimona by milecho boso al sfugim u'misha sameach al yidei achilas boso yoichal b'chanike boso. Avlein mitzvah be'etzem asudo. Here Rav Yashiv. But Lamaisa, if we look at all the Rishonim that talk about Hanukkah, they all put in Simcha. And I think, B'derech Efshar, we could now begin to understand the Kasha, that to answer the Kasha of the Taz on the Levush and the Mechaber. The Taz is asking, how could it be that there's no Chayiv Suda? There's no Simcha? How could it be there's no Simcha? Because there was no Atzolas Haguf. God Lamachtiya Yesame Hogai. It's bigger. It's even a bigger Simcha. It's a greater joy. It's a greater joy. So, I think the way to learn here, and this is the way I understand it, Lamaisa, is Avadi Dadin Simcha Pur. Avadi, like the Rambam says, and like the Marshal says. Again, a Marshal may hold his mamash Chayiv Suda. But you should know, it's interesting that the Rambam doesn't say Chayiv Suda by Chanukah, like he does by Pur. He doesn't. He just says it's Yemei Simcha. Doesn't say that there's a Chayiv Suda at all. In fact, a couple of years ago, I put out a sefer on Chanukah when one of my sons got married right before Chanukah, Mordechai. So I put out a sefer on Chanukah. So I tack a road over there that there's a difference between a chiyuv simcha and yemei simcha. But for some reason, according to the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, there wasn't a chiyuv suda. But it's very possible that the Shulchan Aruch is not going out like the Rambam. The Rambam is also masked. For Horaya, the Rambam doesn't bring down a Chayiv Suda. The Rambam is not bashful. The Rambam in Mishnah Torah doesn't bring down a Chayiv Suda. There are those who say, you could be Yotze with one Suda the whole Chanukah. Even the Shittas Marshal, you don't have to have a Suda every day. You could be Yotze maybe with one Suda. This is what we were talking about yesterday, if Chanukah is one big gush of 8 days, or it's, do we look at each day as a separate day? But the Rambam doesn't bring down even a chiyuv of one suda on Purim. Nothing. Doesn't bring it down. Doesn't bring it down at all. Right? And neither do the other Rishonim bring down Mefurish like by Purim. By Purim, it's very formal. There's a din sudas Purim. It's not brought down. So we're going now on the opposite end. It could be that the Maram that the Shulchan Aruch brings down is also Muskam. That they weren't misakin a separate chiyuv suda. Even the Rishonim all that this is din Simcha, you're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to Issa Hespa Fatinus, they weren't misakin a formal Suda like by other Yom Tov. You have to know why. Why weren't they misakin? That's a good kasha. And the Taz is 100% right. It can't be because it wasn't enough. God lo machtiya yoysim in a horgai. It's a bigger joy. So here's why I think Efshek Hemenazay Fashtein, maybe we can understand. Because again, like I told you in the beginning, in order to answer this question, you have to make a Havdalah, not between Purim and Chanukah. You understand? Purim and Chanukah actually are the same. I actually wanted to learn that all the Rishonim who quote Yemei Simcha Ksiv, and the question is, what do you mean? It doesn't say it anywhere, Yemei Simcha. I wanted to say, you know what they mean? Very simple. By Yomim Toivim, we know there's a din Simcha. The Torah says it's Samachta. Like the Zohar HaKadosh says, Chanukah and Purim are Yomim Toivim. Right? Chanukah and Purim are Yomim Toivim. So really, there's only one Shaila. Did Chazal misaken a Kein Deraisa by a Yom Tov Derabanan like a Yom Tov Deraisa? By Yom Tov Deraisa, we know there's a din Simcha. That's why the Rishonim say Yemei Simcha Ksiv, they're talking about the Pesukim in the Megillah. That's a Gilui. That the Din, a Yom Tov Terabonon, has a Din Simcha. By me, that's Poshet Kebeya Bekutche. Because the Rishonim don't use a Lashon Ksiv on something that's not written in the Pasuk. It's written in the Pasuk, and they all say Yemei Simcha Ksiv. And they're talking about Chanukah. Chanukah Upurim, Yemei Simcha Ksiv. The pshat is because Yom Tov it is. Now we have a shaila. Does a Yom Tov the Rabbanon have a din simcha? Yeah. For that you can go to Purim. Unless you hold like the Shagas Aryeh, that the Divrei Kabbalah is different. But if you don't learn like the Shagas Aryeh, you can learn from there. Very simple. That's, I think, is Poshep Shad. The main question you have to ask is, why did Chazal not make the Suda a Kfiya Suda on Chanukah? And that question is not stam a question on the Mechaber. That question is a question on all the Rishonim. Because all the Rishonim don't bring down a formal Chiyuv Suda, like Yavam Pur or Yom Tov. And I think Rabbi said the pshat is like this. The milchome that we had on Chanukah was al yidei kohanecha hakdoshim, that the kohanim went. They went and they put their lives in sakana. They went out of their realm, because really our kohen is not from the chalutzei tzava. They're not even from the ones that go out to war, even when there is a war. They don't go out to war. They went out, and they were moiser nefesh, right? They were moiser themselves in order to save the ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. So the whole yisoid of Chanukah was being misaken the goof in order to save the neshama. That's how the whole ness was. The whole ness was to make a decision and to say what's the ikir and what's the tofel. And when the Chashmonaim went to fight the war, that whole war was saying that the neshama is the ikir and the guf is the tafel. That was the yesoid of that war. The guf wasn't even in the sakana, like the Levush is saying. The mulchama itself was, let's make an ikir out of the neshama and the guf is the tafel. That is Chanukah. Memele Chazal didn't want to formalize the Suda Sheboy. To make an emphasis out of the Suda. The Simcha is the emphasis. Avada, chiluk from Simcha. So you'll eat, you'll do it. But the it's not that, that's why they didn't. Asuda is Shemabim. Now we understand also why the Shulchan Aruch says. But then once you have the Suda, also, by the way, I want to ask you a simple question. It says the Suda Shemabim is the Suda Shushus. The Yesh Oimim Sheyesh Paikta Simcha. You know why? Because it was also the Chanukah Samigdosh, right? Why is that better than Chanukah? Do you hear my medrash pliya? Why is that better than Chanukah? The Yesh Oimim, that there is a psychical mitzvah to Dafka have a Suda. It's a Zecha for Chanukah Samigdosh. Why is that better than the whole idea of Chanukah? The Levush is telling me, because if all the Levush means is, on Ruchniyistik of things, we don't make parties. And what's the Chanukah Samigdosh? Agash means stick a thing. They didn't make a formal Suda only on Chanukah for a special reason. Because the whole Yom Tov was celebrating Manichem es Haguf. They threw the goof away to save the Neshama. So we don't want to make now, that's why they didn't make a Kfiya Sasuda. If somebody's very happy from eating meat, avada, eat meat. It wasn't formalized. And that's why the Mechaber and the Ramah are not against the Sudas. Good, you should have Sudas. Don't make that the Ikea. If you go through Chanukah, and the only extra thing you had on Chanukah was the extra Sufganiyah, hostanit katke Chanukah. Because the Iker Simcha of Chanukah was Faker, making the Ruchnius the Ikea. If you didn't come up with a new pshat in Reb Kivhege, or a new pshat in the Sugi, or another Maisa Chesed, another Maisa Abbas Yisrael, that's the Ikel. That's a Chanukah given, Manichem es Haguf, and we Toifes the Nisham, which is the Ikel. That I hold is the Biur HaDover, and that answers all the kashas. Answers all the kashas. Okay, stop it.